I'm going to talk for a moment about the genesis of my poem, Lines for Robinson Jeffers at Carmel Point. I had the great pleasure of receiving a private tour of Robinson Jeffers' tour house in Carmel from the kindly caretaker, who was thrilled to find out that several poets had come there on pilgrimage. I must confess what the poem will probably make clear. Jeffers' work does not always speak to me. Yet there's something about the man and the life I find fascinating. He lived with such integrity and purity of purpose. From the top of Torhouse Tower, you get an unobstructed view out over the gray-blue ocean, or else back into Carmel Point, where fancy suburban houses now cover what was only meadow when Jeffers built it. The encroachment began long before Jeffers' death. Despair at that, and other changes, was a lifelong battle with him. To remind himself to stay hopeful, he inscribed the words from Spenser's Faery Queen that serve as an epigraph for my poem on a roof beam in the downstairs bedroom. The quotation is on the dark side of the beam, away from the window, and can only be seen if you hold a light up to it. His whole life he planned on dying in that room, and in the end he did, with his ward against despair just overhead.